So the first question is, how long have you been a part of this institution for?
Gordon High?
Yes.
I've been a part three years now.
3 years, okay. And second question, so the first question was very easy. Second question, what image do you have of mathematics? What is your image of mathematics? How do you feel about the subject?
I think that's twofold. Because at the moment, maths at this school does not have a good image. When I got here, there were 5, 10, 6 maths learners per grade. Except for grade 8 and 9, which because it's compulsory.
Yes.
But the first thing that I realized is firstly, maths is feared. And the second thing is they felt it was out of their reach. So I was actually very worried when I got here because I didn't think I was going to have a job at the end of the day. Because once the numbers start dwindling, WCED decides, listen, we're going to change because math, there's no math learners like they did with civil engineering. So that was my main concern. So my image of math was very poor, very scary, very... I honestly did not know where to start because I filled in a position of two gentlemen that has been here for years. So I did the one, I stepped in his position, and then the other one left the same time that he did. So I was alone. So myself and the other gentleman, we basically had to start from scratch. So I'm still building on an image because my image of maths at the moment for this school is getting the numbers up and just getting the kids in love with maths. And at this rate, I don't feel that it's happening, but maybe I'm just being too hard on myself, or maybe I'm just expecting too much in too little time, but that's where I am. So I'm working hard on the image.
Yeah.
Because at this point, he doesn't have an image.
Okay. And but then if we have to look at personally yourself, how do you feel towards the subject?
Oh, I love it. Obviously, I feel that there's a place for maths.
Yes.
I personally want maths back. I don't like math lit. Not that it's a bad subject. I just feel that our kids are... I just feel that our kids are, have the ability to do maths. It's just a matter of they're being told, you can't do maths. You're not good at it. So I'm not even going to try.
Yeah.
And to me, if I see the way the numbers have grown, it shows me that there is an interest, but you know, it's still iffy. I still feel, you know, this is not for me, it's for the clever people, and you know, that type of thing. So I'm very positive about maths. It's just, I think my dreams, my ideas were just a bit too big, too soon.
Wait, you mentioned your ideas and your dreams. Where? What idea and dream did you have? What did you have? Where did you? What was the change that you wanted to?
I wanted to see maths at least half. You know, I wanted. I didn't want a class of five. I wanted the kids in general to know that it's not that impossible. It's just a lot of work. It's hard work, and I want the current situation of maths are only for the clever kids situation to be really broken down into maths are for those who's willing to work hard. If you want to be lazy, by all means go to MATLAB. You just want to do one word answers, that's cool with me. But for those of you that actually want to, so that was my thing. That was my dream, because I know that the kids here, they're not that bad. Honestly, they're not. It's just they don't have any confidence, they don't believe in themselves. You know, the same old story. Now I was told I'm stupid, I'm not even gonna try. So for me, that is just that paradigm shift, and it's gonna take a long time. I know, I've experienced it. It's my first year I'm teaching grade 12, and I've already run into so many problems and so many issues. But yeah, so it's not the battle I'm giving up on, it's just the battle I'm taking slower.
So you would say maths is definitely something that is very much achievable, just achievable in relation to the effort you're willing to put in. Now, you mentioned some of the learners were talking about all saying that their bad like feelings towards mathematics or their negativity, where do you feel a lot of that arises from? Do you feel it's past teachers, from their home, their friends? Where do you think that that thing of I'm stupid type of mentality comes from?
I think it partially it's because when our kids are in the lower grades, a lot of attention is focused on other subjects because mm-hmm. I know a lot of the teachers don't like maths either, mm-hmm. that teach maths in mm-hmm. lower grades. It's, I'm being very honest, my mom is a foundation phase teacher and I've experienced it firsthand. Mm. They don't like teaching the subject, and unfortunately that rubs off on the children.
Mm. That my negativity loves, towards the subject.
My mom loves maths, but out of the whole primary school, there were four teachers that loved maths.
Mm.
So what about the rest? You know, and that's the problem that we have. Now the kids come to grade 8 and they realize, you know what, it's not that bad.
Mm.
And then somewhere in grade 9 we lose them because then the hormones kick in.
Yes.
And adolescents kick in, and besides all the social problems, we want them to be mathematicians. And you get to the point where you realize, you know what, you're fighting a battle that you can't win alone. Because it's got to be a group effort. And then you get to grade 10 and you end up with 10 learners.
Yeah.
And that's not what you want. That's not what you are working towards.
No.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, a lot of it stems from there, but then also I think, whether we want to admit it or not, mm-hmm. our kids are entirely dependent on their social structure. And if it's not cool, then it's not in.
Yeah.
Just one second. Can you just pause it?
Yeah, sure.